Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about, bees and other pollinators, Rodney Bear of Papa Bear's Bees. How are you today, Rodney?
I'm fine, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the show today. Papa Bear's Bees, what is that all about?
I have an apiary over in Hale, Sand Lake area, and we make beeswax products from the wax out of my own hives. So we make lip balms, lotion bars, diaper creams, candles, luminaries. I think that covers about everything.
That sounds like it. How long you been doing this?
5 years.
Oh, all right. Well, how'd you get started with something like that?
Oh, my grandfather was a beekeeper, but we were never allowed to go play with the bees.
So curiosity.
Curiosity killed the bear.
Very good. Well, I know we've talked before. You did a presentation for the Iosco Aranac District Library. We were talking about how the scarcity of bees anymore.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of honeybees unless you're keeping them or you have somebody around you that's keeping them. So the talk this time is going to deal more on the local pollinators that you'll find. Solitary bees, mason bees, bumblebees, that sort of thing.
All right, so there is a difference.
Absolutely. Okay. A honeybee is basically a colony made up of tens to hundreds of thousands of bees, where the solitary bees are just that. They don't make any honey crops. They don't make any pollen necessarily just to feed their young, and that's it.
All right. So they're the rogues. They just kind of travel around.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. They don't live, yeah. You know, only one of them lives each year. So the queen dies every year, yeah. And then the eggs hatch in the spring, and the males come out first. The females usually come out second. They mate, and then the males die, and the one queen bee starts the whole cycle all over again. So
now I know the last time we talked, we were talking about the fact that, as you just mentioned, the scarcity of honeybees. Are we seeing the same thing with these other pollinators?
Absolutely. All the things that are affecting the honeybees that you hear so much about are also affecting other insects. There's a bumblebee. The rusty patch bumblebee is actually on the endangered species list.
Wow.
So it affects everything.
So are we looking at the environment? Is it a Mother Nature thing just doing her thing, or is it the people getting involved with this? Do you know?
It's a lot of different things. There's chemicals that are used in our crops. So, they're somewhat important, but they do have adverse effects. You look at a field any days, and there's no hedgerows anymore, and no wildflowers growing, so their habitat's shrunk as well. And so that's a combination of both things.
All right. Now, you're going to do a talk. It kind of looks like The Secret Lives of Bees or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to be doing?
We'll talk about pollinators. We'll also talk about honeybees. And if there's any questions, I'll stop and answer them. So.
Indeed. It's going to be Wednesday, August 30th. You'll be at the Plainfield Township Library right there in Hale at 7 o'clock to talk about the curious world of bees.
Yeah, and this year we'll be in the bigger room, so it won't be quite so crowded.
It was crowded the last time.
It was an awesome turnout last year, so we're hoping even more show up this time.
Now, people just curious, did you have other beekeepers in that?
My loyal beekeeper friends that we have a club in Hale showed up, but a lot of curious people.
All right. And, of course, door prizes. You're going to give away some beeswax
products. Yeah, we're going to give some of these products away. There's going to be luminaries, candles, lip balms, lotion bars, probably some propolis tincture, too. So,
all right. Of the people you had there, any of them thinking about getting into beekeeping?
Yeah, I think we've had two or three from the talk last year show up. And, they stop by the booth at the Tawas Farmers Market every Saturday. And we get individuals there that come up and talk bees, and they end up showing up at one of our club meetings.
So. Very good. This is a free event to come on out and hear about the curious world of bees. Rodney Bear of Papa Bear's Bees. Now, where is Papa Bear's Bees located?
I'm actually over in Sand Lake in National City area, and I have Hale hives around in the Hale area.
Okay, now do you have a storefront or anything?
It's simply online or at the farmer's market. Yeah.
All right, now where do they find you online?
You can find me online at Papa Bear's Bees on Facebook, everybody else.
Sure,
You can like us if you haven't already, and you can leave an order online. And I have my son's fiance is helping me this year, Alicia, so she can take care of you.
Very good. The Iosco Aranac District Library announcing Rodney Bear, Papa Bear's Bees, the Plainfield Township Library in Hale. Again, Wednesday, August 30th at 7 p.m. And again, the good news is bigger venue, so a lot more those interested in bees can come on out and see you.
Absolutely. And we'll have an observation hive, too, so they can see the bees, the honeybees walking around.
Oh, all right. Well, come on out. I love that. He's going to talk about bee biology, the roles they play in the hives, tools, and more. It is really fascinating, isn't it, when
Absolutely.
You get to learn about it?
Yeah.
amazing. So you probably really enjoy what you do for a living.
I do, but it's not my living, unfortunately.
Oh, it's just your hobby.
It's just a hobby, yeah.
Oh, well, a great hobby to have, too. You can visit iascaranaclibrary.org or call 362-2651 for more information. But come on out and learn more about bees. Rodney Bear, Papa Bear Bees at the Plainfield Township Library in Hale, Wednesday, August 30th at 7 p.m. And Rodney, a pleasure talking to you again, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thanks, Kevin.